Hello, I'm Andrew Tuck and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. This week we assess Plattenbauten, a quick-to-construct building style that took flight in Berlin after the Second World War. Although many were demolished post-reunification in 1991, these modular concrete homes could be due for a resurgence. Monocle's Hester Underhill tells us more.
When I was 21, I moved to Berlin. Daunted by stories of how difficult it was to find somewhere to live in the city, before I left for Germany, I sent out roughly 100 applications to potential housemates on flatshare websites. In my head, I'd find a tall, stucco-ceilinged apartment with wooden floors and big windows overlooking the Tiergarten. But following a disappointing trickle of responses, I settled on a room in Kreuzberg in an apartment shared with three German students. I arrived one evening in late January, dragging my suitcase through the dark, snow-covered streets to arrive at the vast, grey, pebble-dashed block I was to call home for the next 8 months. Our fourth-floor flat was housed in a monolithic Plattenbau. The name is a compound of Platte, meaning slab or panel, and Bau, meaning building, and these modular apartment blocks were built using large, prefabricated concrete slabs in the early 1970s. There's hardly a corner of the city where you won't spot one towering above the skyline. Some suburbs, such as Marzahn, are built entirely from them laid out in strikingly uniform grids. Dotted with satellite dishes and flapping flags hanging from balconies, a mix of Turkish and German, the greyness of our Plattenbau on Bergfriedstrasse often matched the winter skies. The heavily graffitied, rattling elevator was not for the faint of heart, and rats were often to be spotted darting around the bins in the central courtyard. But inside, our tiny apartment could not have been more homely. True to form, my German flatmates were highly practical and had decorated the apartment themselves and furnished it cosily. These compact Lego block homes were built for substance over style and were snugly insulated to protect against long, freezing Berlin winters. Rent was also vastly more reasonable than a room in one of the highly covetable pre-war apartment blocks, which were probably incredibly drafty and expensive to heat, I would think smugly to myself. For the summer months, we also had several large, sun-drenched balconies with views across Kreuzberg all the way to the TV tower. Our apartment was one of 500,000 Plattenbau Wohnungen in West Germany. The Second World War destroyed half of Berlin's living space, so quick-to-construct housing solutions were vital to the country's post-war development. But these style buildings were far more common in the socialist bloc. East Germany built 2.1 million Plattenbau apartments, comprising 83% of all housing construction. By 1990, more than half of the GDR's population lived in mass-produced block housing. These quick-to-construct housing solutions carried a far different meaning under socialism than in the West. In the East, they were built for socialism's model citizens, workers, planners, party members, young families and children, and were often considered the most prized housing. The Plattenbau of the West, on the other hand, mostly became ghettos for immigrants and low-income residents. In the GDR, Plattenbauten were highly desirable because they included luxuries like central heating, running water and internal bathrooms. This, of course, meant there were long waiting lists, with some people waiting many years for an apartment to be allocated to them. Since reunification in 1991, the Plattenbau have had a checkered experience. Some of them were demolished, while others had as many as half of their floors removed. What remained was often cheered up with a polychrome paint job, which for the most part is now faded and dreary. But a new project is underway in the city to add more housing units on top of existing Plattenbauten in the city's east, with a possible capacity of up to 50,000 new homes. As Berlin once again faces a housing crisis, these practical Plattenbauten are coming into their own, and while they might not be lookers, they're hard to beat when it comes to providing large swathes of low-cost living space.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production, and our thanks to Hester Underhill for today's episode. Remember to tune in every Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Madge Tuck, goodbye, and thank you for listening, city lovers.